Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, we
bless the name of the Lord.
Yes.
You have listened to the Sunday International Victory Services of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. We're emanating from Baltimore, hallelujah, hallelujah, United States, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Our contact information is the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, a.k.a. the Potter's House Church, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Again, that's the Potter's House Church, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And if you'd like to call us after our 90-minute service, you can do so by calling 1-410-444-5152. Again, that's 1-410-444-5152. And if you are calling us from out of the country, you know extension the prefixes you have to put in order to reach a caller or a phone in the United States. So God bless you. We welcome all of you from all over the world. Bless you. We love you. Glory to God. We thank you for being faithful to tune into our services. We thank God even for the first time callers. Hallelujah. And we have a mighty team today.
Amen.
We have an authorized mouthpieces of God just lined up to bless your socks off.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I think we have some folks from, I think, Essex, Maryland. Pastor Theodis Lee, are y'all there?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches Bird from Baltimore, Maryland, are you there?
Hey.
All right. And I think this E.T. Bird is on the line. Oh, that's me. Well, bless God. We thank God for all of you today. And I need to do some, what do you call, housekeeping suggestions right now. We're getting some feedback from others. Now, our guests are supposed to be on the line, so we got them. But we hear some feedback from other people. So if you would star six, so you can mute your phone, star six. We thank God for you. All right. So you can hear what's going on. Hallelujah. And there won't be any interruptions. Hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity today. We just bless God for this responsibility and opportunity. And since I started out with some housekeeping suggestions, I may as well continue. Is that right, Pastor Peters? Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Or Magic Mark or Flair. It's something to write on. We suggest you get a composition notebook so you can keep notes of scriptures and notes as the men and women of God share
yes.
the word of God. Hallelujah. They're guardians of the altar. They are authorized mouthpieces of God. And so as they share, yes. it will be good for you to make note of it so you can refer back to it from time to time. And also during this broadcast, we will be sharing a Holy Communion. So we ask you that you would prepare by getting bread or a cracker or a piece of toast and something to drink, because we're going to have Holy Communion, because that's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. And I think that's all of the housekeeping suggestions. Pastor Pete, did I leave anything out?
The Bible.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Help us. We're having a spiritual service. And I forgot to mention, get your Bible, hallelujah. Get your Bible so you can go and read the Word of God along with us. Thank you, Jesus. It's like going to church. If you go to church and you don't take your Bible, something is wrong with that picture. You understand what I'm saying? So you're listening to a Holy Ghost, you know, tongue talking, fire baptized. Our service, hallelujah, glory to God, with men and women who know God, who living the word. Hallelujah. You need to bring your Bible along with you. Is that all right? Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. But at this time, as we do every Sunday, we have the dynamic duel of Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God. Authorized mouthpieces of God that will do Pastor's Corner. And I just, before I turn it over to them, I just want to just a shout out to our Pastor's Corner. On Wednesday, we had Dr. Herlene Russell, who is the CEO of the Herlene Russell Ministries, and they're building a hospital in Uganda, and we're helping them do that. Glory to God. And we thank God that she was on the Pastor's Corner on Wednesday. So we are really, the Lord is blessing us with dynamic men and women of God coming forth to break bread and to share what thus says the Lord. So we thank God. And at this time, without further ado, I present to some and introduce to others none other than the dynamic duo from, hallelujah, Essex, Maryland, none other than Pastor Theodore Lee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. It is always an opportunity like this to be able to be invited to come once again to minister the word of God. And we're very humble as we share the word of God. And we want to make sure that Jesus is always glorified. God is always, our Father is exalted in ministering of the word, and the devil is always defeated, amen, as we share the word of God. There's no win for him, amen. Whenever we're talking about it, we're sharing the word of God, Mrs. Lee and I. So I'm going to ask my wife, she wants to come in and just greet everybody, amen, and we'll get right into the word. Praise the Lord. Mrs. Lee.
Praise the Lord. It's just so good to be here again on this Sunday, the last Sunday of December. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for helping us and bringing us through this year, 2020. Praise God.
Yes.
Expecting God to do even greater things in 2021.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Right.
And we just thank and praise God. And we know that God has blessed, amen, each and every one of you. Praise
yes.
God for this holiday season, amen.
Yes.
Praise God brought some together that didn't even, but God is so good and his mercy endures forever, amen. Praise
yes.
God. And we're just so excited, amen, of what God is doing. My husband's going to do the base ministering today, but I just like to say this unto you because as I was just meditating on the Lord, amen, before him, asking God for what is going to be taking place in the year 21, amen, I was asking God, I said, God, what is the greatest thing that's going to impact us, praise God, in 21? And in my spirit, I just felt the Lord say unto me, daughter, just don't be a covenant breaker. Amen. Just don't be a covenant breaker. And I wanted, praise God, to share that with you just a few minutes and just letting you know that God don't want us, amen, as his children, as his leaders, amen, to be a covenant breaker. He has made a covenant with you and I, amen, praise God, and he wants us, praise God, to keep that covenant.
Yes.
We are one in the spirit, amen, praise God,
yes.
And God is so thankful and so grateful
yes.
for what all y'all have done
yes.
over the years as you have walked with him and talked with him.
Yes.
And did what he has asked you to do. He said, continue to do that work. Continue to lift him up. He said, as he be lifted up, he would draw all men unto thee. Don't be concerned about your numbers. Amen. Praise God. Just be concerned, hallelujah, whether you are still a covenant and in covenant with God. Amen. That you got your hands in his hands and he's got his hands in your hand. You see, the only way that the covenant is broken between you and the Father, amen, and the Son and the Holy Ghost is that we take our hands away from God. Amen. Praise God. And God just impressed that in my spirit. Praise God. He said, don't be a covenant breaker. And see, as I was meditating on the Father, he said to me, he said, daughter, remember, I hate covenant breakers. Amen. He hates covenant breakers. You said, well, I thought God was love. He is love. But what he is telling you, when you break his covenant, you sin. And God hates sin. Praise God. We love you and we adore you and we magnify, hallelujah, the Christ in you. Amen. This is what he's saying. He is glory in, amen, the power and the anointing in the word that he has placed in you. And he is letting it shine throughout the land. Praise God. I'm going to turn this over to my husband, amen, but I just want to share that with you. He has a good word, amen, that we want, amen, that you will receive. Open your ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church.
Ms. Lee is telling the truth when she says, I have a good word for me, because it's coming from the word of God, amen. Yeah. Right, that's the only reason why it's good, because it comes from God's word. We thank the Lord for that word that she shared with all of you that out there in radio land, and we just thank God that that's part one. And then I'm going to give you part two. And one of the things she said, as we go into leaving 2020 and coming into 21, amen, one of the most important things that God wants us to have is to have, or for some to have and others to receive, amen, and that is the ministry gift of the Holy Ghost, the ministry gift of the Holy Ghost, because if we're going to fulfill God's purpose for our lives, amen, we're going to have to depend, and we're going to have to stay connected with the third person of the Trinity who's in the doing ministries in the earth at this particular time. Stay connected to the Holy Ghost to you. Become more closer to him than if you wasn't as close, you know, up until this point. Amen. And for some of you all, you're connected, amen, and you're living your life and you're fellowshipping with the Holy Ghost when you get up and when you're doing the day. And then he wants you, wants us, amen, goes for me and Mrs. Lee as well, is to stay connected, hook up, tied up in the Holy Ghost. Stay connected in the Word. And so I'm going to be sharing for the remaining time that we have left on the importance of what are the benefits in having the Holy Ghost in your life. Amen. What are the benefits in having? So I'm going to share some of those with you. But first, we want to go back. Make sure, just in case, because we don't know all everyone out there and where you are in the Word. So we want to go back to Acts and the first chapter, and we want to read a few verses of Scripture on the ministry gifts of the Holy Ghost, because we need him in our life, our marriage, and in our family. And the Word says in Acts, the first chapter, we're going to read verses 4 and verses 5. And being assembled together with them, Jesus now ministries over, if you will, and he's getting ready to leave. And so, therefore, he's giving them a word. He said, they were sorry, sad, many of them, if not all of them, that he was leaving them. And he wanted to leave them on an up note, amen, and encouraging their heart, strengthening their heart, and let them know that they didn't have to be concerned. God was going to send another comforter. In Acts 1, the first chapter, verses 4 and 5, he said, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them, Jesus, then not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. Verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. So Jesus was letting them know, amen, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to promise you, leave you a good promise that you can hold fast to. And you're not going to have to wait that long. And then in Acts, the second chapter, amen, it lets us know that the Holy Ghost came. So they didn't have to wait long, amen. And it says, verses 2, chapter 2 of Acts, the second chapter, and beginning with the first verse. He said, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Amen. And so, and it says that in verse 2, it says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were, let me read verse 2 again. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There you go. Then verse 3 says, then there appeared to them, amen, divided tongues as of fire. This is the ministry gift of the Holy Ghost coming. And it says, and one sat upon each of them. And verse 4 says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. All right, filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, same person, and begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit, amen, gave them utterance in the name of Jesus. So we see that Jesus said he fulfilled his purpose, his commitment to them. He wasn't going to leave them comfortless, and that they were going, in just a few days, amen, they were going to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the same Holy Spirit would comfort them for as long as they were on the planet Earth, amen. And so, again, I want to give you some benefits of praying in the Holy Spirit. Benefits in having the Holy Ghost are benefits of praying when you pray in the Holy Spirit. Number one, one of the benefits is that tongue is the entrance into the realm of the Spirit, amen. That's one of the benefits of having the Holy Ghost. Another benefit is praying in tongues. You don't have to depend on you praying by yourself or praying, you know, out of your mind. Amen. And so praying in tongues is a direct line to God. In other words, the moment you open up your mouth, the moment I open up my mouth, the moment me and Mrs. Lee, whether we pray individually or collectively, amen, tongues is right there, is a direct line to God. Amen. And it helps us. Tongues helps us to get in the place where we can minister, we can speak, we can pray to God, and God pray and give us the answer and minister back to us. Another benefit of having the Holy Ghost in our life is praying in tongues is speaking divine mysteries. Another translation said divine codes. Amen. Tongue is drawing secrets to life complicated issue. 1 Corinthians, I was going to read some of these verses of scripture, but I want to give you a little bit more of these, and I'll give you the scripture, and you can look them up, okay? That'll work out even better for it. We can give you a little bit more revelation here. Again, I'll say that again. Number 3, praying in tongues is speaking divine mysteries, and another translation says divine coded secret. Tongue is drawing secrets to life's complicated issue, 1 Corinthians 14 and 2. Another benefit of having the Holy Ghost filling your life, why every believer should want to be filled, amen. Now, if they don't, that's up to them. But these are just giving you benefits, because a lot of people, I'm convinced of that, sincere, loving Christians, amen, they don't know, amen, that these are benefits that they can have in their life, and they don't have to depend on their life themselves. Amen. Once the Holy Ghost comes, he helps make life more simplified. Not necessarily easy we don't have to pray, but he helps it make it simple because we hooked up. He's in us and he helps lead and he's guided. Another scripture said, praying for many that are led by the Spirit, they're the sons of God. That's another benefit right there. All right. another benefit is praying in tongue is prophesying your God-ordained future. Amen? Praying in tongues is prophesying our God-ordained future. In other words, we can say what the Word God says. I am what God says I am. Some of the things, give you an example with me and Mrs. Lee, when we pray together and individually, I am what God says I am. I'm a believer, not a doubter. We are doers and not just hearers. Life can never be the same after having heard the word of faith. Faith comes by hearing. See, these are just coming out of our spirit. I'm just giving you an example. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Amen. I cannot be defeated today. Amen. And when you got that Holy Ghost in you, you quoting God's word, let me tell you, and the Holy Ghost is hooking up. He said, okay, amen, I'm going to hook up with John. I'm going to hook up with Susie. I'm going to hook up with Maxine Lee. Amen, because they didn't start. Amen. So I'm going to jump right in there, and I'm going to just keep it going. Amen. Keep it going. I cannot be defeated today.
Hallelujah.
And I will not quit this race that God's called me to run. I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. The Bird family has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. The Lee family is redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And we've been loose from Satan's pit. Jesus came and he fought our battle and gave us the victory. That's why the Lee family. That's why the Bird family. And you can say your name out there in radio land. Say your name right now. Amen. Say your name. The Jones family, the Green family, whatever your family name is. Amen. We cannot be defeated. Redeemed by the blood of Jesus, loose from Satan's pit. Amen. Man, Satan, he doesn't want you to wake up. Amen. When he wakes up, you know he tells his other family of demons? Uh-oh. Amen. The Bird is up again. Uh-oh. The Lee family is up again. Uh-oh. The Green family is up again. Uh-oh. The Stevenson family is up again. Uh-oh. The Cynthia family is up again. Help me, Jesus. I feel a hoop up in here. Amen. Can I hear amen out there in the radio land? Amen. Glory to God. And so we want to say what the word of God says. And when we have the, again, when we feel with God's Holy Spirit, don't get filled. Some of you out there has been filled for eons. Amen. Amen. But you haven't learned, amen, discovered the benefits of having the Holy Ghost in your life. And that has for a number of reasons. Sometimes laziness, sometimes, amen, the ministry that you might be in, they may not believe in the ministry gift of the Holy Ghost. They may not believe in tongues. Amen. They may not believe that, amen, you could have God's third person living on the inside of you. All that's a lie. And then we're here to encourage you and tell you that's a lie from the pit of hell. That's just deception from Satan. God wants you to be filled. That's why Jesus came. Amen. The Bible said he came that we might have life, Zoe. A God kind of life, and have it how? Abundantly, a little bit on Sunday, a little bit on maybe Wednesday night. Know that we can have it and walk in God's authority and his word every single day of the week. Amen. Monday through Sunday. Amen. And so I'm going to give you a few more benefits. Amen. Because the time is really gone and we don't want to hold you that long. Another benefit of being filled with the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues is help. With you, ultimately, he help us in our weakest areas. Amen. And we all have areas that we need constantly to be built up in and strengthened in. So when you pray, that's why we should pray more every day, once a week, twice a week. No, pray every day, Monday through Sunday. Amen. And keep continuing praying. Amen. Because the more you pray and pray the word, amen. I just gave you some example. Pray the word, amen. Because the more you pray and concentrate on what God's word says, it's just like a little child. You keep teaching that baby how to walk, he falls for a while, but after a while, he starts balancing his or herself. Amen. They start pushing the chair instead of the car, instead of the little tricycle pushing them. And so we just want to encourage you. There are many, many benefits in having the Holy Ghost in your life. And these are just a few. I'm going to give you a few examples now that me and Mrs. Lee has experienced over here. These are just a few of many, many, many benefits that we have experienced as we spend time, quality, every day, praying the word, confessing the word. And so I'll give you a few of them right now quickly, then we turn it back over to the birds. I remember when we were, one of the things that we experienced is that I remember when we were getting ready to set a Bible study, location where we were at the time. We're not there anymore. And so we're getting ready, and so we are usually get together, and we're praying as we're working and getting set up and going over notes, different ones doing different things. Well, we heard a terrible noise outside the door, amen, the building, and this car came around a bend, and then he lost control. This guy that was driving, and the car went up, took out our sign, came over a 4-inch foot at the bottom of our grass, went into the next building, business, place of business, went up on the fence and spun around, and ended up leaning like a brother on the fence. I mean, it was devastating. And then we looked down and we saw the young man that was in the car. I always hide. He was on something, that's for sure, or whether he's drinking. And we saw his body rolling. The car is up on between our fence and the company next door, and he's rolling in our parking lot like a wind is blowing him. Amen. To make a long story short, my wife ran out there. It's a little humor in this, so you may laugh with me out there. But I often said that I ran out there because I knew he needed prayer bad and didn't know its condition. But Mr. Lee reminds me it was her the one that got out there first and laid hands on him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And as we got out there, she went out there, and I came right behind her, and we started praying in the spirit. Amen. Ambulance was right down the street, but the ambulance hadn't gotten there. And so we just laid hands. This is what happens when we feel and we caught up. Amen. We live in our lives to please God. God put us in a position. He knew that accident was going to happen, but we didn't know. But because we were, you know, doing that which was pleasing to God, getting ready for Bible study, prayer, so forth. Amen. We went out there without thinking, left everything that's going on in the building. And Ms. Lee laid hands on him, and I laid hands on him, make a long story short. Amen. The next thing is that he was dead. We examined him. He was stone dead. Like the one guy I say on the movie, he was dead, dead, dead. But I want to tell you something. Ask about how long we prayed, about 3 minutes, 5 minutes. It was very short, but we were fervent in prayer. After about 3 to 5 minutes, I would say, all of a sudden, this guy opened his mouth. Dead. He was stone dead. Opened his mouth, took a big inhale of air. Amen. And then his eyes opened. God raised him from the dead. Notice I said God, not your instrument, not Lee. We were just to the instrument. Amen. That God used it. Amen. Amen. To raise that man, to use us to flow. So my brothers and sisters, remember this. Amen. Sometimes you may not feel like doing this or going to church or doing that. Stay prayed up. You may not feel like praying, but stay prayed up. If you don't read a verse of scripture right now, just read that scripture, because you never know. The Lord may have an appointed time for you to lay hands on that sick person in the hospital, lay hands on that woman, amen, that passed out. We had another woman that had, I was driving a cab, and a woman just started bleeding profusely in the cab. Amen. Now here, I'm taking her somewhere, she's bleeding. We turned around, took her by the hand, laid hands on her, and rebuked that, amen, that demon that attacked her. Amen. Blood all over the cab, but when I laid hands on her and said enough was enough, this woman got in here, she was bleeding, and when she gets out, she may have some blood on her clothes, but her nose and her mouth blood will not be coming out anymore. Now you stop in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the blood stopped just like that. Amen. And a taxi cab. Have some other testimonies here, won't go through that. But the power of God is still real, my brother. Amen. You can go through something for so long and say you can lose faith in God's word. God never lost faith in us. Amen. And so don't you lose faith in God. We're here to encourage you today. Amen. He may not come when you want him. Old mothers used to say that. He may not come when you want him. But praise God forevermore. If you don't quit, he won't give up on you. Amen. He'll always be right on time. Somebody hold my mule, because I'm about to jerk his neck off of his body. Praise God. Amen. Maybe next time we'll pick this up. If not, we'll pick it up where God wants us to be, in another word. Our time is up. We want to take this time to thank the birds, amen, for giving us the liberty, inviting us again to come on the air. We really honor those men, this man and woman of God. They're people of the word. They're people of prayer. They're people of power. And they're people that love God, excuse me, with all their heart. So, excuse me, continue, amen, to pray for them. And pray for their ministry, because God is a good God. He's a wonderful God, and they're doing a great work for the Lord. And you have the opportunity to support their ministry. They're doing other things as well. At this time, birds, we love you. We continue to keep you in prayer, and thank you for another opportunity of sharing God's word. We turn it back over to the birds at this time. God bless you.
God bless you.
And thank you.
God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ingredients together as
you are doing the same thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But at this time, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to allow Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God for it. I'm going to do the Old Testament scripture, I think. Okay. Well, bless God. All right. Well, thank God. Well, bless the Lord. Yes, indeed. Well, I want to do the Old Testament scripture and let Pastor Peaches do the New Testament scripture. Because I like to paraphrase it. And some of you know that I am visually challenged, but that's all right, because all of us have challenges in our lives. But that's why we have the grace and mercy of God, so we can run through troops and leap over walls. Hallelujah. Now, if you would go to, glory to God, hallelujah, Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, and beginning at verse 1 through 6. I'm paraphrasing this, okay? So it won't read, if you're there, it won't read like I'm saying. Hallelujah. And Jeremiah heard the voice of the Lord calling. And Jeremiah, I want you to get up and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then Jerry got up, and, you know, he followed what the voice of the Lord said, because if you heard an audible voice tell you to get up and go somewhere, the likelihood of you doing it is really great. You know, you're going to do it. Well, hallelujah, hopefully you will. Anyway, if it's the voice of the Lord, hallelujah. So Jeremiah went down to the potter's house, and there he saw the potter working a work on the wheel. Now, the work that the potter was working, it was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again.
Yes.
And it, as it pleased him to make it. In other words, he made it over again. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. I said, Jeremiah, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand. So can I not do with you as this potter has done? Now you and all of Israel in my hand, and I'm going to work a work in you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's paraphrased, of course. Hallelujah. Now, Pastor Peaches is going to read, hallelujah, glory to God, New Testament scripture. Pastor Peaches, are you there?
Hallelujah.
Well, bless God. Let's go for it. Hallelujah.
New Testament scripture, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Hallelujah.
Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Hallelujah.
We may prove what is that good and acceptable will of God.
Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, do you have a testimony?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for bringing me through this holiday season, rested, being able to get some rest, hallelujah, free of pressures, mental pressures, hallelujah. Thank God for strength in my body. God has done a work in my mind. Allow me to be able to just rest in him. Hallelujah. Being able to bless others like I've never been able to bless before. God is just, I'm just doing this time. I've just been able to see the Lord as I've never been able to see him before.
Praise God.
And be able to take him just at his word. His word has become so much more precious to me. I just thank God. I'm just able to lean and just stand on his word and just take his word. And just being comforted by him, by his word. Hallelujah. Thanks to God, when you're troubled on all sides, imagine yourself sitting up on your daddy's lap and resting his head on his chest and with his arms wrapped around you and just being comforted by the Lord.
Yes.
Mm-mm, it is nothing like it. He can erase the pressures, the troubles on your mind, different things that may have been troubling you. I'm just able to cast my cares over on him because he said he cares for me.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes I say, Jesus, when things are troubling me, Jesus, you love me.
Hallelujah.
And thank you for loving me.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? And that relieves so much from my mind. Because when a father loves his child, he will protect his child. He's not going to let different things happen to his child. His child doesn't have any worries because they know that their daddy going to take care of them and that their daddy got their back. Hallelujah. And it's just how I know Jesus got my back. And I know he loves me. And that means so much to me. And I thank him. I do. I thank him.
Praise God. God bless you, Pastor Pete.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God, too. I have a testimony. I thank God that God has allowed me, publish my second novel. And it's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble now. But God dropped in my spirit that we are trying to build a hospital in Uganda. And God said, well, look, some of the proceeds of that book are donated to the Helene Russell Ministries.
Amen.
And we have already done that. We already sent them some money, and we're going to continue to send it because people are calling me, telling me they purchased my book, they got the book. I said, my, already? Hallelujah. It's only been out less than 2 weeks, and people are calling me. And so it's The Awakening of a Superhero. It's a novel by Earl Thomas Byrd. Get it, and when you get it, I want you to understand that you're helping to build a hospital in Uganda.
Amen.
We have 43 million people and only 155 hospitals in the entire country.
Mm.
That is amazing. In other words, roughly 278,000 people to one hospital.
Mm-mm-mm.
We're talking about we have a hard time. They have to walk miles, and often when folks don't make it to the hospital, to the medical, to someone who's dealing with the ability to help resolve their medical issue, and they pass away before they get to them.
Mm.
And you say, well, why? You know, we got problems over here. Well, the Bible says, look here, you start where you are in Jerusalem, but then you go to Samaria and then to the uttermost parts of the world. And then the Bible also says that you go reap what you sow. Hallelujah. In other words, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. And we know in the Word of God, it says, hallelujah, that if you sow even a little bit, hallelujah, you're going to get 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we've asked people if they don't feel led to buy the book, if they would donate $1.21 to the ministry to help build the hospital. You say, what is $1.21 going to do? Well, I got news for you. 1 penny U.S. money is worth 36.53 shillings in Ugandan money. In other words, the penny, it goes a long way in Uganda.
Amen.
And we want to make sure that this hospital is completed in 2021. So God bless you. And later on, we will be telling you how to do that sewing. Whether you've gotten our mailing address, you can do more than $1.21. But all we ask is $1.21 because we're not trying to merchandise God's people. We're talking about $1.21. You can send it to Cash App. Hallelujah. $T. And this, the rest of the letters are small are letters. Hallelujah. That's P as in prayer, W as in worship, C as, Pastor Peter, you're going to have to help me out.
Bye.
Excuse me. Dollar sign. Go ahead now.
P-H-C-P-W-C.
All right. So that's a dollar sign, capital T, and go ahead now.
P-H-C-P-W-C.
P as in Paul.
H.
Go ahead.
C-P-W-C.
Okay, that P, that's another P for Paul. Okay, we got it. Now, we're going to do it together right now so y'all can get this. It's a dollar sign, capital T, and the rest of small letters.
P-H-C-P-W-C.
There you go. Hallelujah. And if you're still confused like I am, call the number 410-444-5152 and leave your name and number, and I'll call you back, or somebody call you back with the right information. God bless you. Love you. Anyway, glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, what time is it now?
Hallelujah. It's a tone. The time is 3:51.
Well, bless God. Guess what, folks? It's time for Holy Communion.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. This is the meal that heals. And God bless all of you. Hallelujah. God bless. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Angie Harris and Yvette and Mother Harris and Ronald Harris, God bless y'all. Hallelujah. East Baltimore has been heard from. Hallelujah. God bless you. Sterling in Portland, Oregon. Hallelujah. I think there's somebody in Delaware. There's a Blackwell in Delaware. Then there's Barry and Scooter and David and Reggie and Danya and Tiffany and Minister Linda Blackwell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless all of y'all and the cats and the dogs and all that. God bless the whole household. Glory to God. Glory to God. Apostle Margie Mercer. Archbishop Marcia Avis, God bless your heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dr. Wenda Mack, God bless you. Dr. McKnight, Nancy McKnight, God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland, God bless you. Hallelujah. Pastor Don Street, you're in the book. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Tom Swin and Robert, hallelujah. Get the book. You're in the book. Apostle Dustin Harper, God bless you and your family and the church family. God bless you. You're in the book too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for all of you. Oh, my goodness. There's so many of you. Sister QB Stevenson, God bless you. Hallelujah. And we speak for Dominique and Justin. God bless all of you. And Cynthia and Prophet Cynthia, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Annette James, God bless you. Oh, glory to God. Oh, the Lord is good. There's so many people that tuned in. Sheila from Justice, God bless you, baby girl. Gloria, hallelujah. My goodness, Glenda Blanchard, God bless you, baby girl. Paige Trammell, God bless you now. Hallelujah. Shirley Ripple, God bless you. Annette Gordon, God bless you. Brian Alexander, God bless you. There's so many people. My goodness. Cheryl Lynn Williams. Mother Boopy, God bless you down there in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, God bless you. Overseer Dr. Norman Nevins, God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. I just need to stop. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dr. Mom, God bless you, a.k.a. Dr. Herlene Russell. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for all of you and everyone. So many more, I can't even call, but we thank God for the 1,000 pastors and the pastors elect that are around the world that tuned into this station and heard Pastor's Corner. Oh, we thank God for you again, Pastor Vaccine, Pastor Otis Lee. Hallelujah. Sister Stewart, God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, hopefully, that gave everybody time to get their ingredients. Do you think so, Pastor Peaches?
Yes, I think so.
All right. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 34. Hallelujah. We're going to lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, we thank you for them. We ask that you bless them, anoint them, sanctify them in Jesus' name. And Father God, hallelujah, we thank you for your covenant names. And as we speak your covenant names out loud, you become that to us. Now, the word of God says, examine yourself. Now, so, Father God, you are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And, Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission. We forgive everyone and everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive, hallelujah, ourselves. And hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, we hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. We release ourselves and all others to the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for forgiving us for every sin of omission and commission. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We thank God, hallelujah, right now. We thank God for Rachel and Stephanie and even Raymond Banks that are doing communion with us right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank God for you. God bless you. Glory to God. We thank the east side of Baltimore. A whole bunch of you are doing communion with us. We thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions, O Lord. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. With your stripes we healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says we have redemption through your blood. In other words, our sins are forgiven because of your blood.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Now your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord, for hallelujah, we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the blood and body of the Lord Jesus Christ has done. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word would do what it was set up to do. Paraphrase, of course. Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper which it was sent. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you for Pastor Peggy and Pastor Mike for taking communion with us today from Hanover, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. On the same night, which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, your word said in Luke 4:18 that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So, Father God, we thank you for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing the endoderm, the mesoderm, and the exoderm systems of our bodies. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out to outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth all over the world. Angels of the Most High God, hallelujah, ministering angels of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Go forth according to Psalms 107:20. We send the word of God to heal. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matthew 8:6-10. Matthew 8:13. We send the word of God to heal right now. Creative miracles, new spleens, new hearts, new lungs, new kidneys, new livers, hallelujah, new bladders, hallelujah, new knees, new hips, hallelujah, glory to God. New eyes, new ears, new tongues, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. New vertebrae, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for diabetics, glucose levels coming back to normal. Hallelujah, glory to God. High blood pressure, the pressure coming back to normal. Arthritis and rheumatism, hallelujah, we curse you and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. Every foul spirit of sickness, disease, pain, and injury, we curse you from the root and command you to be bound already in Jesus' name. Body of the Bootsha, God of the Bootsha. Father God, we thank you that your word decrees and declares, hallelujah, that healing is the bread of your children. Hallelujah. And according to Rome, glory to God, according to Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3:1-2, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. Hallelujah. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for healing us right now. Right now, right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this and remember for me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, decimates, annihilates, discombobulates, brings to naught, makes of no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys, reverses every curse against us and our families, every hex, every spell, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our families right now. Fire, 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 fire.
Name of Jesus.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, already undoes.
Yes, yes.
Severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie, past and present, in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Lord, we remember you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. There to my heart was the blood
of life.
Glory to his name. singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And now we're going to speak for every man, woman, and boy and girl in our families, in our extended families. We're going to speak for them according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We declare and decree that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from your perspective, God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. We spoke for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family. We're going to turn them over to the Lord. So stop worrying about them. They're in the hands of God. Hallelujah. No matter where they are right now in the spirit, they are in the hands of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, love to thee, oh Christ, more love to thee. Now hear me while I pray, on heaven destiny.
This is my earnest plea. More love, O Christ, to thee, more love to thee, more love to thee.
More of thee, Lord.
More of thee, Lord.
Lord, I want, I long, I love to have more of thee, more of thee, Lord.
More of thee, Lord.
Lord, I long to have, to hold, to see your face, to have more of thee. So fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord.
Come and quench
this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, we don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save and fill with your Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed sown today. Satan, we say, if you notice right now, we bind you in Jesus' name. We evict you in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the seed that shall be sown. And we thank you for every heart, hallelujah, that will receive it right now in Jesus' name. Let somebody say amen.
Amen.
Say somebody else say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sister Rachel, say amen. Hallelujah. Sister Stephanie, say amen. Sister Kibi, say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Raymond, say amen. Let everybody, hallelujah, hallelujah, to have breath, say amen right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John 14:6. Come on now. When you get there, say amen. Hallelujah. Put your shit, buddy, under Woody there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got to talk to you just a little bit. I don't know how much time I got left, but I need to talk to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. About truth and consequences. Mm. Hallelujah. You got there? Say amen.
Amen.
Read it.
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Now, I want you to understand truth or consequences. I'm talking about Jesus. If you got truth and Jesus ain't in it, you're going to get some consequences that are not going to be too good. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. Glory to God. Some folks are contemplating getting married. If Jesus Christ is not in the circumstances there, hallelujah, you're going to get some consequences that you won't like. Come on now. If you're getting ready to make a decision and it's based on your emotions and not Jesus is not in what you're getting ready to decide, I got news for you. You're getting ready to have some consequences that you don't know nothing about, that you won't like. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 22:6. Says, train up a child in the way it should go, and when they get old, they will not depart. Now, see, the bottom line is that when you're young, you're able to receive some direction, and when you train them children in the word of God, you give them the truth of God.
Amen.
You really give them the truth of God, you're gonna set them up for some good consequences. Romans, glory to God, 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Yeah, you're going to have some consequences when you get gifts from God, but it's going to be a good consequence. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, that reminds me of a story. What time we got, sis? I got to tell this little story.
4:12. Yes.
All right, we got some time. Look here. This little girl went to her mother and asked her, well, where did we come from? Mother told her, God made heaven and earth, and he created you, and he created man and woman, and then we had children, and the rest is history. You're here. The little girl goes to her father and says, Daddy, where did we come from? He says, well, you see, there was these monkeys, And the monkeys, in the passing of time, the monkeys seemed like more human. You know, they started being more human than human until here we are.
Oh,
little girl goes back to her mother, says, Mom, I asked Daddy the same question. Now, you said God created us, but Daddy said that we came from monkeys. What's going on? And Mama looked at the child with a smile on her face. Baby girl, see, I was talking about my side of the family.
Oh.
And he was talking about his side.
Oh.
Praise God. Hallelujah. True for consequences. Well, bottom line, you want to stay with the truth. That daddy was not telling the truth.
Amen.
The consequence was the wife telling the daughter that his side of the family was where the monkeys was. The monkeys came. Well, anyway, God bless her. Hope you got a little chuckle out of that. But it's important. I remember. I don't know, Pastor Peaches, do you remember the there used to be a quiz show called Truth or Consequence?
Yes.
And see, we always thought the consequences were bad. Not necessarily. Well, see, if you get the wrong stuff, if you don't deal with the truth, then the consequence is going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
If you deal with the truth, and the only real truth is in Christ. You get some truth outside of Christ, you done missed the mark. And watch out for the consequences. Look here. And the word says that God made everything. Is that right?
Amen.
And people, you got to understand that science is the description of the everything that God made. Now, here's the key. If science is trying to explain something outside of God, outside of Christ, they missed the mark. That's why for a long time they used to talk about we made from monkeys, you know, you came from monkeys and all that kind of crazy stuff. Because they were trying to explain how we got here minus God. Mm. Glory to God. It's important for you to understand that truth is essential. Truth and only truth. See, facts and truth are really two different things. Truth is truth. It stands by itself. Facts can lie. Well, you don't believe me? You might want to listen to some of your leaders, current leaders, and they try to tell you facts, but facts can lie. But truth, you cannot lie the truth. The devil tried to tell Eve some stuff. But it was a lie. And, you know, they got a consequence. It was not a good consequence. It is important for you to understand. You got to stand on truth. I know sometimes it's hard to swallow the truth. I know one movie says, you can't handle the truth. That's true. A lot of people can't handle the truth. But the truth is the light. And you know what's truth? We read it in John 14:6. He said he's the way, the truth, and the life. You ain't going to have no life, no good life, if you don't have truth, the truth of Christ. It's important. I know you're in school and folk are trying to tell you some other things, but you have to stand on the word of God. The word of God is truth. It's a light unto you. It's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. It's important for you to speak truth and live a truthful life. You can't go around and lying and cheating and stealing and expect to have a good consequence. You can stand on the truth. Hmm. Where's that scripture in Malachi? Is that Malachi 3 or Malachi 4? It says, will a man rob God? Hallelujah. It says four. Well, the thing about it, you stand, there's some folk that do that. But what happens if you don't do that, if you don't rob God? In other words, if you pay your tithes and give your offering, what happens? He rebukes the devourer for your sake.
Amen.
The rain will not fall before it's due.
Amen.
You know, I had a sister that came to me. She had had about two or three miscarriages.
Malachi 3, I'm sorry.
Malachi 3, okay, God bless you. Thank you for that. And I told her to quote this scripture. Read that scripture and begin to. Do you have it in front of you?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead and read that.
Malachi 3, starting at.
At 13? What was that? I don't know.
It says, wait a minute. The tithe.
Yes.
The starting at the eighth verse, it says, will a man rob God?
Okay, go ahead.
He robbed me. Wherein have ye robbed thee in tithes and offering? Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. Wait a minute. Stop right there. Because, see, if you don't do it, you say, well, that was Mosaic, no, Abraham gave tithes to Melchizedek before Moses showed up on the scene. You understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. However, you got to understand that the word of God is real, that if you don't do it God's way, you curse with a curse. It's either one way or the other. It's either hot or cold. Ain't no lukewarm. Go ahead now. See.
Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Let me just share this. When you don't do it God's way, not only are you affected, your family's affected, your community is affected, and your nation is affected. That's what it said. I didn't like that. I came too late to change it. Kids, continue reading.
And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake.
He will rebuke the devourer for your sake. The king, how is he going to do that? You pay your tithes and offer. Keep on reading.
And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field.
Do you understand? You complaining to God, why is this doing over the other? And then when it comes time to give an offering to God, you peel off a dollar. But you go down to the corner guy, you don't even know him, for matter, he may be an atheist, he may be the devil, and you give him $2,000 because you're trying to buy a used car. And you peel off a dollar. They ain't giving it to the church because they're just a bunch of crooks. Well, what do you think that man just done? He bought that car for $300 and sold it to you for $2,000. Who's the crook? Go ahead, read.
While before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts, and all nations shall call you blessed.
You're going to be blessed. Folk not just in your family, folk not just in your community, not just in your, they're going to call you blessed. You know, they're calling Dr. Helene Russell blessed. You know why they call her? They call her, in Africa, they call her Dr. Mom. Because she done blessed them folks soccer. She's been going over to Africa since 1997. Blessing those people, feeding people, building schools and dormitories and orphanages. And, glory to God. And now she's stepped up and said, we're building a hospital. That's why people all over the world know Dr. Helene Russell.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Am I finished with that? I think I'm finished. Praise God. It's important for you to understand. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. You sow the truth. The truth is the word of God. Sow the truth. And you get some truth or consequences. I could have said truth and consequences. Because you sow good seed, guess what you're going to get?
Good harvest.
A good harvest.
Amen.
You sow bad seed, what you're going to get?
Bad harvest.
And see, you wonder why. Well, look like we're in trouble. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Hey, you know what? You don't go to church. You don't tune into a virtual service. I mean, that's the easiest thing to do now. You don't send. Look, we ask folks to send $1.21. I didn't say $100. I didn't say $500. I said $1.21 so we can help build a hospital. And some of you just tune in, say, how you gonna build a hospital when people are donating $1.21? Because 1 cent, one penny in U.S. money is worth 36.53 shillings in Ugandan money. We can build a hospital. You just send us pennies. We can do it. One lady donated, must have been about 50 pounds of pennies. You couldn't even pick it up, could you?
No, somebody else had to do it for me.
Glory to God. This is real. You can help somebody. I said, well, I don't have enough money to help somebody. Look, baby, glory to God. You want a harvest? Because the seed you sow is the crop you grow. You want truth or consequence? The truth is the word of God. And Galatians 6 and 7 says, be not deceived. Don't be fooled, tricked. See, the enemy is going to tell you, you don't give it to the church because you know the pastor's going to get a Cadillac and you're going to still be walking and catching a bus. Don't you give it to God. And see, if that pastor misuses the money, boy, his behind is in trouble with God. God. But look here, we ain't talking about giving $1,000. Now, if you want to sow that's all right. I thank you, receive it in Jesus' name. But we're asking for $1.21. You done lost that since I've been talking to you. It'll fell out your pocket into your couch where you're sitting.
Hallelujah.
A $1.21. You send it to a Cash App or send it in a check. It don't matter. Send it somewhere. Go to www.dhrministries.org and go on there and donate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's Dr. Helene Russell Ministries. You go over there because the 100%, not 90%, 75%, 100% of every penny donated, it goes to that ministry, goes to that hospital, because every person that works with the ministry are volunteers. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God for people like Sean Rich Polk and Dr. Helene Russell and Rosemary and the other sisters, the people that I've met along with Pastor Viola Wright, glory to God, a mighty woman of the Lord, glory to God, a prophetic work, a voice in this time and age, glory to God. I thank God for people like them that are willing to extend themselves to folk that they have never even seen. And all we talking about is $1.21. You say, Pat Peace is always talking about money. Oh, you calling $1.21 money? God bless you. That might buy a cup of coffee. I don't know. You might not be able to get a cookie with that, but at least you can get a cup of coffee, I think, with $1.21.
I don't think so. Well,
I don't think so, maybe.
A little coffee at McDonald's, you can.
Oh, okay. But you understand what I'm saying. I'm just sharing this. I don't know why I'm where I am, but I'm just trying to tell folk in Portland, Oregon, Sterling, send $1.21 so we can build a hospital. You know, I mentioned Oregon because Uganda is about the same size as Oregon, but Oregon has only 4,200,000 people. Uganda has 43 million people. Oregon got 65 public and private hospitals. That's cool.
Mm.
Which is cool. Which it's less than 50,000 people per hospital, which is doable because everybody don't get sick at the same time, hopefully. Hallelujah. But in Uganda, they only have 155 hospitals, and they have 43 million people, which 278,000 people per hospital. They need not just one more hospital. They need maybe 10 or 15 more hospitals, but we're building one at a time right now. But there's somebody listening to me right now. If you can sow $231,000, we can build that hospital in Uganda. And just U.S. money. Now, if you want to send $1 million, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, put on that a check to Dr. Helene Russell Ministries at $1 million, and they can build about 5 hospitals, or at least 4 at the very least, in Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Great, praise God. I got off the deep end here, but it just got me to tell folks, truth or controversy. Deal with the truth. The truth is in God. No real truth is outside of God. Facts can come and go. Facts can be true or not true. Hallelujah. But the truth of God is it. Period. Put a fork in it. It's done. Hallelujah. Right now, I thank God for the word that's come out of my mouth today. I thank God for those that listen to me. And right now, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, our servant, our Redeemer. Pastor Peaches, you can go ahead.
Hallelujah. If you'd like to send a prayer request, if you'd like to send any type of communication to the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, our address is P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. The phone number here is 410-442. Hallelujah. If you like to send it through Cash App, it is $T, $HC, PWC. They're the first letters of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah. We'll see you on Wednesday evening. Just with this, dial the same number, 515-602-9787. Have a blessed week in the Lord. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Hallelujah.
And at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, by the way, 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening. Hallelujah.
Be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.